Right now, I'm standing outside the front door of the tiny post office in Pomona, Missouri. It's a very small, white, plaster, concrete building with a flagpole to the side. Pomona is in a rural part of south central Missouri. This is one of the many post offices across the United States, most of them in rural areas, that is slated to significantly reduce its hours in an effort to save money by the U.S. Postal Service.
I think all of the smaller offices in this area, they're all going to that because of, you know, there's a lot of lag time.
Anna Carnifex is the postmaster relief for the Pomona office, and she's right. Scores of very small post offices in the rural Ozarks are reducing their hours, too. Taneyville, Spokane, Niangua, Rockbridge, Walnut Grove, Washburn. The nationwide list is about 4,000 offices long. But Carnifex says in the Pomona office, there will be little impact on customers.
Nothing is changing as far as what they can expect out of the post office other than the hours.
The U.S. Postal Service originally floated the idea of closing thousands of rural post offices to save money, but rural America and its representatives in Congress roared back, prompting the USPS to unveil this new savings plan of reduced hours. Now, it's sending out surveys and holding community town hall meetings to get feedback. Pomona's post office had its town hall meeting a few weeks ago, Carnifex said.
We had a full house. This was stuffed. That room out there was full, and we had a very good attendance of people.
Most customers were just relieved to hear it's not shutting down, she said. On January 26th, this post office will go from being open 8 hours a weekday to 4 hours. It will be closed in the mornings. Brian Conley, owner of Conley's Quick Stop just down the road, says he uses the post office to mail coupons for his convenience store.
If it stayed open in the afternoon, it'd be fine, but if it closed earlier, it would affect me.
And about a mile down the country highway is the home of Cleta Collins. She says the reduction of hours will be an inconvenience for her. It's her job to mail the cards from her Sunday school class in the Pomona Christian Church.
I buy all the stamps and make sure that they get mailed and all of that. So if it's shut down of a morning, that's when I do most of my running around is early morning hours.
In the afternoons, when the post office will be open, Collins says she's usually busy sewing or quilting with the ladies' aid at her church. She says the financial situation of the Postal Service is on the minds of her friends and neighbors.
Most of the elderly ladies that I talk to or help with a few of their chores and stuff, they're afraid that it's going to close the rural routes down far as them getting their mail at their homes.
The U.S. Postal Service is not looking to close rural routes at this time. Richard Watkins is a spokesman for the USPS based in Kansas City.
It's important so that the Postal Service can not only maintain its presence in thousands of mostly rural communities nationwide, but that we can also look at saving some significant money going forward.
Watkins says the majority of post offices having to reduce their hours are in rural areas because they don't get much traffic.
We know how much revenue comes into our post offices, and that's important, again, because we're not tenant supported, but we also know how many retail transactions are being made each day. And at some locations, we were, in effect, paying a postmaster to be on call, if you will, to sell a handful of stamps each day.
The USPS is giving these low-traffic communities four options: to keep their offices open with reduced hours, to close the offices but keep mail routes, to close the offices but use an alternative retail spot like a grocery store, or to just close it and use another post office. Most communities, Watkins says, have chosen option one. The U.S. Postal Service is not tax-supported, and Watkins says it wants to keep it so. But the way Americans send mail is ever-changing, and the Postal Service is scrambling to adapt. Last year, about 35% of its retail revenue came from sources other than traditional post offices, like grocery and convenience stores, or online. This year, just a year later, that figure is closer to 40%. As post offices reduce their hours, so too go the hours of many postal employees. Thousands of employees have accepted early retirement or financial incentive packages to leave the Postal Service early as part of the savings plan.
Hi. Hey. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Anna Carnifex's working hours will be reduced, but she says she's a relatively new employee and she knew of the reduction plan coming into the job. When the post office structure plan, or POST plan, is fully implemented in September of 2014, the U.S. Postal Service says it expects to save about $500 million a year. The Postal Service ended the 2012 fiscal year with a record net loss of $15.9 billion. That's according to a release from the USPS. It's asking Congress to waive its pre-funded retirement benefits and to have more flexibility in running its operation. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.